Man Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Thank you. sisi tu nyanyitai matusiki situ. Sisi tu sisi tu nyanyitai matusiki situ. Matusiki situ nyanyitai esosiaksi tu. Matusiki situ nyanyitai esosiaksi tu.
Okay, that was Inti Illimani. Inti Illimani, one of the folky bands from Chile that was also harassed by the dictatorship into exile and to, not welcome back in Chile, because all these folky bands, you know, throughout the dictatorship, they went out of the country to on tour and express the sadness, you know, that Chile was going through at the time of the dictatorship. So that's what I was saying earlier on about, you know, we celebrate and then we pay tribute to the victims of the coup, you know, on the 11th of September, 1973. And that was organized by the, United States of America and their dollars, thinking that, every time they spread democracy, things like what happened to us, what happened to Iraq, to Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Panama, Vietnam, North Korea, happens, you know. And so we were lucky that our country is still standing after that. We were lucky that they didn't come and bomb us, you know, directly. But they used our armed forces to bomb us, to kill us, to execute us, you know. And the people who actually opposed the government, opposed the dictatorship, were either executed, tortured, disappeared. And me and my family, and many other families, thousands of Chileans, into exile. Because in our national anthem, it's been mentioned something like, "I'd rather go into exile than live under the oppression, you know, the oppression of the authorities, you know." So, but we went actually. We were actually kicked out of the country because we were from the left wing, right? Maybe people would think, "Oh yeah, left wing, communists, you know, socialists." You know, but you don't understand. You know, when I explained, you know, I'm not saying you don't understand. You know, but some people don't get the message. You know, that we were a happy nation because we lived for many, many years. You know, from my great granddad, who actually immigrants also from Spain. My other family immigrated from Italy during the Second World War, some of the from the First World War, Second World War, you know. So they immigrated to Chile and they settled down, the Italians in the south, the Spanish in the north. And somehow, you know, people start meeting each other, like, because they are in the same situation. Oh, I'm an immigrant, you know, I'm an exile. Oh, yeah, me too. Where are you from? So eventually some of the reasons for why we leave our countries or we're pushed to leave our countries, you know, could be very coincidental with other countries, you know. And it's mainly to do with people who actually want to control you. They want to, exploit you. And if you don't accept that, you're either going to exile or they get executed or you get tortured until you actually say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir. And you live the rest of your life on your knees, you know? Like Che Guevara once said, I'd rather die standing than live the rest of my life on my knees. Which is, that's the case, you know, with most people that come become immigrants and exiles. You know, that's why people, when they go, oh, these immigrants, these exiles, you know. But yeah, it's because they in their own countries, their own societies, their own systems, you know, they're not working. And why they're not working? Because of the foreign influence into those establishments, into those governments, into those nations. If they see a happy nation with a certain kind of government, you know, that is putting everything right, is giving the earnings, the profits of the resources to their own people, creating a great country, creating a great currency, creating all these big things, you know, that human beings, we all deserve to have. Then the big countries from who want to control the world don't like that. So what do? They create war, they create antagonism, they create divisions amongst countries and amongst the people themselves. So we fight each other, we kill each other, you know. And who is profiting out of that? They are profiting, the ones who actually start the whole mess. You know, that's why I always said, stop bombing those countries and you'll get less immigrants. Who wants to leave home? Who, in the right mind, wants to leave? Say, for example, you got a house, you got a job, or you got something beautiful going, you know, and you live with generation after generation in the same place. You know, your great-grandma left the house to your grandma, and so on. And then suddenly, boom, the whole thing goes to peace. You know, goes to bits everywhere. And you don't know what to do. And you live in fear that bombs are falling onto you, that the police are going to come through your house. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. You lose your job because the factory or wherever you were working was bombed or burned or taken over by the army. And if you don't work for the money, the little peanuts they will give you, then you don't work and so on. So anyway, all this is organized using their own people of that country, you know, using them in order to profit. The big capitalists, they profit. And that is what happened in Chile. That's what's happening in all countries around the world. You know, so what my celebration, so-called celebration, I had a good time, obviously, because I missed my family in Chile. I missed, you know, my friends, you know, from the land. I feel Chile. I feel like I've been away from 50 years. You know, I still got my heart there, and part of my heart is here too. So when it comes to this thing, which is pretty ironic, in fact, you know, that we celebrate 1 week and we pay homage to the and tribute to the suffering and the disappeared and the dead and executed and, you know, tortured. And then the week after, we're celebrating, you know, Independence Day. There's not much to celebrate for me, you know, anymore, because on the 19th of September in Chile, they said military parade. And who killed the people? Who sent us into exile? Who executed, you know, musicians, poets, teachers, professors, you know, doctors? Who did that? The armed forces, right? And then they have a parade on the 19th, you know. It's a big parade, you know. I've seen on YouTube that they're supposed to be the best one in Latin America, you know, and the Chileans should be proud of it. Well, lots of Chileans are proud of it. Excuse me. But we are on the outside, you know, we are not that proud. We are kind of like, we kind of sad, you know, that pay homage to this military parade, you know, we thinking that that branch, you know, that part of our own people actually killed our president, executed lots of people, and tortured the whole country. And they did it for 17 and a half, 18 years, you know. So that hurt to actually being kicked out of our country by those people. We cannot celebrate their parade, military parade. Many people go to see the military parade because the media, the television, the newspapers, they all say, oh, it's the best parade, military parade in Latin America. So being Chilean in a certain way, you know, oh, yeah, my country, you know, I'm proud of my country, you know. It's like anywhere in the world, you know, if your country wins something, you know, the World Cup or the tennis or whatever, you know, you always feel, oh, yeah, my country, you know, my country, wow, you know what I mean? So obviously you're going to find lots and lots of people out there celebrating along with it, you know. And the 18th, the Independence Day, that's what I just thought to myself, you know, probably not much to celebrate. Even though, yeah, we gather together, we get together, and we talk about, you know, situations that took place, you know, and we eat our own traditional food, you know, and it's a chance to meet each other as well, but not in such a big, whoa, you know what I mean, like big deal about it, because this is not actually time to celebrate as much, because we are still hurt. We are hurt. We are very, very hurt. I'm very offended by the USA, you know, and all those countries, you know, European countries that supported, you know, the coup that took place in my country. So, yeah, the music that I've been playing this time, because before, I was play music mentioning Pachamama, Mother Earth. That doesn't mean I forgot about Mother Earth and the environment and everything. You know, I still got lots of feelings for that. I still support the fact, you know, that we should look after our environment. But this time, you know, because of the situation that I've been talking about, I've been playing some Chilean folk music. And I've got another track here that it's to do with not just environment, you know, these bands that just play about the human beings, you know, that have been sacrificed and they've been made to go to war and to go abroad to kill people that you don't even know, and you don't even know what you're killing them for, you know. You're just told to do that because you're a soldier and you're, you know, you're like a tool of these people who want to control the world, you know, these people who want to, you know, owned everybody, you know. It's like the armed forces, you're owned by the armed forces. Yeah, you don't complain to them, you don't protest. You say, yes, sir, no, sir, wow, sir, whatever. But here in Europe, you know, and you guys, the population of Europe, you know, I don't know, I'm not too sure about every country in Europe, but most of the countries in Europe, you volunteer to go into the army. And you know, one of the reasons why you people, some of the young people, they get tempted to volunteer to go into the army? That's another one. That's another game, mind game that play with our minds, you know, is that they create chaos, unemployment. They create it, you know. Unemployment doesn't just happen. They create it with an idea in mind, you know. And then when they create unemployment, and desperation, and not enough money to go to university to do a course, and not enough money to survive, you know. And then they go to with an advertisement, army wants you. You can become a soldier. You can become a marine. You can become a policeman. You can come, you know, all these things that belong to the armed forces, you know, and you can follow a career. You can be an engineer, you can be a doctor, you can be this, you can be that, you can be all sorts of things, you know, that you dream of, because that's all we do in civilian world. And then you also dream, obviously, if you go to the army reserve, the army office, and you go, right, I want to join the army because I want to do this and that. I said, yes, but do you realize, you know, that you have to go through an army training first to be a soldier and everything? And then from then on, you can actually take on, you know, the course or whatever you career you want to follow. Yeah? But the small print, that's why people should read the small print. Oh, there might be a war somewhere in the world where we can send you and you have to go. Otherwise, you will not be accepted for the course. They don't tell you that exactly, but if you say, no, I don't want to go to that war, I don't want to go to war, and I'm not sure if you can actually say, no, I want to get out of here now, or once you sign the contract, you have to stick to the contract. I've got no much idea about it. But what I'm saying is that you volunteer, you know. In other countries, you know, third world countries, you know, people have to go to do military service, and it's obligatory, you know. You cannot say no. For example, in Chile, military service is for 2 years. If you don't register at the age of 17, you register, and then when you're 19, they call you in. Okay? At 19, you go into the military service, and you do military service, and you know they do it for 2 years. And you know, for 2 years, because in this when you get to 21, you are an adult. You're taken as an adult, so you have to you can decide by yourself. And while you decide, you do a bit in training, you do this, you do that, but you don't do anything that they tell you. A doctor, professor, a teacher. I don't know, a vet. No, you just train. Right? Now, on the other hand, if you don't register, you avoid registration, they will find out. They will find you. Because your birth is registered in the files, you know, of the system. So they go, oh, every person who was born on this and that year should have been registered for the army, for military service. And so it's not there. So it's not there. Another one is not there. So they gather a list of these people that have not registered, and they go and find you. They go and look for you. So many young people that escape, they go to Argentina. But in Argentina, they're wanted in Argentina because they are Chilean authorities. They know what happens, and they run away. So they're running away. They don't volunteer. They don't want to go to war, you know. Who wants to go to military service, you know, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and then they kick the crap out of you because you didn't do the right thing, you know, and they in rainy day you have to go out there because you have to be able to stand, you know, the weather, all types of weather, you know. Oh, it's horrible. It's like torture, you know. Now, who wants to be tortured? No one wants to be tortured. So they have to do it, and they go, right? And there's no exemption, you know, like if you go flat feet, you know, for example, or some problem with your leg, you limp a little bit, you go, but you do certain types of work and exercises in the army because you're still useful, you know, unless you chop your head off. Oh, God, I got no head. Oh, no, what can we do with this guy? You know, we use the head as a scarecrow. You know what I mean? They always find a use for you, no matter how disabled you are. You know, unless you are severely disabled, then obviously, no, you know, there's forgiveness for that, and they won't allow you to go in the army. But otherwise, every little thing that you go, every symptom, they don't take any notice. You're still useful. You see what I mean? So, you know? And that's the difference between third world and Europe. You know, third world, all those people like in Gaza, in Libya, in Iraq, in Yemen, you know, they're all fighting, you know, because they fight defending their land. They get pulled in, you know. If they don't get in, they're in prison, they're accused of traitors, you know. So work it out. So anyway, This song I'm going to play for you is dedicated to the whole world of sacrificing yourself for the capitalist society of the world. And that's what it is, man. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Latino Times with you every Monday from 5 till 7.
Y si nos levantamos todos I'm not. su fondo es sellado y en las multitudes el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído en todo su ancho, grama noche y día, grillos y canarios, partillos, turbinas, ladridos.
casa de andar luchando por esos mundos de Dios. Llego necesitado de tus caricias y tus palabras de amor. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Deja de querer, mujer, déjate querer. Deja de querer, mujer cruel. Deja de querer. Te he regalado todita mi juventud y tú me das a cambio con tu desprecio penas amargas de cruz. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer, mujer cruel. Déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer. Solo estoy vivo por tenerte junto a mí. No seas así conmigo, soy un cautivo. Hazme un poquito feliz. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer, mujer cruel. Déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer. Ando desvariando, vivo penando por esta loca pasión. Si no pones remedio, la calle en medio y es toda mi solución. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Y déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer, mujer cruel. Déjate querer.
Quiero ir a la guerra. Oh, no, 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 no. Porque la guerra nos da pena. Oh, no, 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 no. Yo no quiero ir. Come on, come on. Estado de conciencia mental. Envían a mil hombres a combatir y los liquidan con un
motor
sin siquiera saber cuál es la razón.
You people out there, thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope that you're going to join me again next week from 5 till 7. And I'm going to leave you with the Chilean reggae by a group called Gondwana and Kike Neira.
If you want to find out more about Chilean reggae, go to on YouTube or Spotify. And Gondwana, yeah, Chilean reggae. And there are other Chilean reggae bands also. So anyway, thank you very much. And I love you and love one another. And free Palestine.
Olvidan y olvidan la divina unión, despidiendo la segregación. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Yo no quiero ir a la guerra.
a rockear este salón. Esta es la que le da título a mi último disco, Ya Rock, para que la gente salte y rockee con la música reggae. ¡Dale, gente!